Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Researchers are attempting to develop tiny nose robots that could clear your sinuses of infection.
So that's kind of weird.
But isn't the stuff in your nose supposed to actually protect you?
Well, yeah.
And so how does it know what to kill?
That I don't know.
Well, when you create the robot, then, you know, you just get it to see the same thing that your body's seeing. Make sure that you're just clearing out the infection. It's not that you're just clearing the sinus.
Gotcha.
You're
gotcha.
Getting the infection out of there. However,
but again, to Miles' question, are we sure it knows the difference between the stuff I need
right.
and the stuff I don't want?
I, to this day, I don't give a damn how smart anything is. I would like some sort of human mind driving that damn thing in there.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? I don't want a robot just going and taking things as they go.
Would you get into a, what's the thing Tesla's doing now? They're driverless things that they just start, whatever it is.
Waymo?
Waymo, yeah.
Yeah, they,
Waymo.
So they rolled them out in Austin, I guess, earlier this week. Would you hop in one?
It's their version of it.
Their version. The weird thing is they say there's a human in there. So when this thing picks you up.
They are now.
There is, what do you mean?
They're testing it right now, but in order to do so, they have a human
they have to
sitting
have it.
In
okay.
there. Right.
See, I prefer, if I'm out of town, to take a human being, because I have questions.
Sure.
Is this a cool spot? Is that place any good? Do you have any recommendations? You know, small talk, but at least I'm picking somebody's brain who lives there.
See, and I'm on the opposite side. I prefer a quiet car. I don't like when I travel and I get into an Uber and all of a sudden he's chatting me up like, bro, I'm just trying to get to the hotel. I'm not a chatty guy. That's just not who I am.
Won't shock you.
I'd like to chat him up to you, Ted. Hey, where's the bar? Where do we go?
Well, just anything. I was all fired up about meeting the driver for Birmingham on Friday night.
Nice.
Yeah. Started talking... drum and bass and old English football clubs. It's like I like you. We dapped it up when I got out.
Nice.
There you go. And he still only gave you 2 stars.
Oh. All right, random question.
Hit me.
And it not because you've been out drinking. Maybe you've been on a long trip and you're coming back from the airport. I have fallen asleep in an Uber before. Like, what happens when I get there? Like, well, who's going to wake me up if there's no dude in there?
Oh, true call.
I gotta think when you get to the destination, it would
arrive at your destination. Something.
Get your ass up.
Just like the elevator. 4th floor.
I think I could sleep in that elevator. Through the noises.
4th floor, MF, or get off.
God, there's a guy in there sleeping.
Right. All of a sudden they call the cops and he get out of the car.
Is he homeless? Like, no, he works here. He's just catching Z's.
Between the lobby and the 14th floor, he always fades.
How did he fall asleep that fast?
Right. I couldn't make it all the way down.
He just nodded off on the way down. Ancient DNA has been discovered in Colombia that has no genetic ties with any person today.
Oh, that's Sheila.
Dude. Like an octopus.
I read that. I'm like, that is interesting.
Is it that interesting, or is it just that this is a bloodline that cut off?
I would have thought.
But they say no genetic ties. So think about it like this. If,
okay.
99.9% of all of our DNA is the same.
Sure.
That's crazy that you have no genetic ties.
You have none.
Right. I mean, like, from person to person, you are 99.9% the same.
Well, maybe this just wasn't the fittest when we got started, man.
I'm assuming, nature selected, like,
this is like
you
human
need to go.
Right.
We're going to tweak our design here.
It's between A or B, and this was B.
You brought up that broad in Summer in the Caribbean, I believe.
With the blood type.
The blood type.
Yeah, that
so
broad.
So I read something about her today. As best they can tell right now, they're like, we could not give her a blood transfusion.
No kidding.
And she couldn't give you one.
She would die.
So when they tested it against the other stuff, they're like, look, her blood type's her own blood type.
Put her in a bubble.
Does that mean she'll live longer or something weird?
I don't know, man.
Right?
I mean, look, she might live to be 150. She might live to be 14.
She's immune from cancer.
Right.
But yeah, that's my thing.
You can't give her blood.
That's why this discovery, as you were talking about it, doesn't shock me. Like, I'd be like, that's crazy. But we just discovered a new blood type.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
They found, like, the last 3 days, there's been new blood types, fingerprints.
43,000-year-old fingerprints.
Yeah, so I'm like, who knows?
Yeah, no first man to be arrested.
The Pennsylvania House has just passed a bill requiring schools to teach kids cursive.
That'll come in handy when they sign their signature.
New Jersey just did that, too.
Yeah. I mean, a couple places are doing it. And it's like, look, man, I get you. You might be nostalgic and don't want to let go of things. But in theory, if you're going to teach your kids something useful, and it doesn't all have to be academic, but just anything about the world, this is not bad.
Are we just doing it because that's the way we've always done it?
I think so. Because there's no practical.
You know, again,
I don't think there's anything wrong with learning cursive. But what I would say is maybe make it an elective, because kids that appreciate that kind of thing, they would take it.
It's going to be history at this point.
Yeah.
And it, like, yeah, we need them to know a signature, but let's face it, the grid ain't going down anytime soon, so their fingerprint is their signature right now.
How many people, when they sign their signature, if you did not know their name, could you read their signature?
Right.
I mean, honestly.
That's why I print the.
Yeah, look, then they know you did it.
We have posters that are hanging in our studio right now.
I could not tell you a single person that signed any of them.
Right.
I know they're in those bands.
Half of them are literally just scribbles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of mine are just auto pen.
Yeah. A new report shows Americans are less likely to publicly voice their political opinions.
Yeah.
Because it creates a hostile environment.
No one wants to get into that conversation with
anybody.
It's your personal opinion. That's fine.
And we've lost the plot on it. Opinions are fine, but when you start stating that your opinion is fact and the only fact and nothing but the fact.
Right. I think that's the difference. People don't express opinion.
How can't you think this way?
It's okay.
Because I think this way.
It's okay to not agree with someone else's opinion. It's just fine.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
Exactly.
It's just part of the conversation. That's all.
Right.
Look, man.
Means they hate. No, it doesn't. Yeah. It means that they're for this.
Can you believe we're getting rid of the penny? I think they should get rid of the nickel and the dime. That's a popular opinion, but that's my opinion.
Exactly. Get rid of cash.
Seriously. Well,
no.
That's what I said.
No.
No.
No. No. You'll learn later. You need to have that cash.
Oh, yeah?
The longer you're married, keep cash.
Seriously, man. Yeah.
She's next door.
She goes out of town
for
a weekend. Spend all your money.
She uses cash too, man.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, look.
Look. Especially if you have a joint account. You go to the airport, don't let them see that bar tab at the airport.
That's right.
You pay in cash.
I move quick on that one.
I think when traveling, I would say also out of the country, just keep a folded $100 bill of American currency in your wallet.
Yeah.
All righty.
Oh, it comes in handy.
Yeah.
It can come in handy if you need it.
Also, 101s goes a long way, too.
Yeah.
Just any strip club?
Depends on what country you're going to.
Separate accounts is
seriously. $3, some player will get you a half-hour cab ride on a tip.
Yeah.
It'll also get you your wallet back when you forget it in an Uber.
No, that's $100.
That's, right. $100.
That's straight up $100.
Keep it coming.
You know what? In Vegas, a separate accounts also helps there, because when she goes to the bathroom, all of a sudden I just run into very, very friendly people that want to hand me an ice cold beer straight out of the fridge.
I know. It's crazy.
It's wild. Dude.
I know.
She comes out and I'm holding it. I know. I'm amazed too. Friendly people here. They just looked at me and they said, "You look like you need a beer." And I said, "Yes, I do."
My wife likes to play blackjack, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to go play the slots." She says, "Are you going to play the slots, or are you going to sit on the stool and have them bring you beer?" I'm like, "Well, when I sit on the stool, they just hand me a beer. What do you want me to tell you?"
Do they still do it? I thought they had stopped that.
No. Well, at least last time I was there, 3-4 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, right. If you sit at a slot machine, they've got some roamers around there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. New research says heart attacks are down 90% since 1970.
Boo!
Oh.
Though heart disease has become the new complex threat.
So,
yeah,
you're not going to have a heart attack, but your heart's not healthy.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to die of a heart attack. However, your heart is still going to kill you just slowly.
Your heart's going to put the pillow over your face and go, shh.
I'm not going to seize up. I'm just going to rot until you die.
Is that high blood pressure they call a silent killer? One of them I know.
They used to
call
me that.
High blood pressure, I would assume, would be a silent killer.
All right. But I think one they call like the silent killer.
Maybe it is heart disease.
Kind of a badass nickname.
Because heart disease is like the number one, isn't it? So it wouldn't shock me that that would be the silent killer.
Well, any of us in this room could be the silent killer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be me.
Actually, I scream when I kill.
Yeah,
both of y'all talk
all too damn loud.
I'd be like, yeah, you know that guy? It was me.
I killed him.
I killed him. I mean, you agree. He just needed to die.
Oh, Lord.
He puts capers on his deviled eggs.
Apparently.
I
hate capers.
Thank you.
What?
They suck.
You don't like olives, though, do you?
No.
Yeah. I like olives, but capers do not taste like... Look, I know they're both brined.
Uh-huh.
And then we're done.
What about what about in like chicken malaise?
No. I do not like capers. And yes, I will, like a child, I will take my fork and pull out each and every freaking one of them that shows up in a dish.
Damn, man. Yeah, I feel
it's
like
it's a painstaking process and worth it every time. My mother would always get mad at me. She loves capers. Yeah. I'm more like the frog balls. Stop saying that!
No, they come from a small little rodent.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. I'll update her.
Yeah, like, isn't there, I think there's a famous Italian dish with like a white sauce where they're
with
in there.
With all the capers, yeah.
Like, you could push them to the side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
But like when you're putting them on your deviled eggs, that doesn't make you fancy. Makes you an idiot.
Frenchie or Malay. Just stick them in there.
Makes you an idiot.
A woman in the UK is the latest criminal to tell on herself, and I'll tell you how she did it at 5:50.
How did she tell on herself?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast American sprinter Chris Robinson. This past Tuesday, Chris was in the Czech Republic for the Golden Spike Meet, which is an annual track and field event. Anyway, he competed in the 400-meter hurdles, and my man finished in first place. Now, that's already an accomplishment, but we want to acknowledge how challenging his victory actually was. Because, you see, when Chris still had 250 meters left to go, he basically had to adjust his shorts so that his junk did not pop out. But I want to be very clear about this. It wasn't a quick fix. I mean, he had to do this for the next 250 meters. Otherwise, his penis was going to pop out on a televised program. But the broadcast announcer, one Tim Hutchings, I think he explained it best. He said, quote, "That's a brilliant run by the American to be constantly adjusting certain parts of his equipment and possibly his anatomy."
Certain parts.
"Down the home stretch and at the top of the bend, he was having an equipment failure there. I think that's probably the politest way to put it. There hasn't been a time to censor him, but well done to Chris Robinson." They would have censored it if it were not a live event.
He should have just let that thing flop out and done it. Unless he felt like he might have caught one on one of the steeples.
You know what, man? That might be why he tried to tuck it back in. That's when you jump, boy, you say a steeple.
But it's not a horse. He just has a horse.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying.
Chris is down.
Because, I mean, they barely graze that hurdle.
I saw my dog do it once, and that was a bad day for that dog. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.